Well, while all eyes have been on the Winter Olympics in South Korea, I admit that I watch them quite a bit, there's been another extreme winter sports event on the other side of the world that you probably haven't heard of. It's the first ever Iraq ski rally, and an Australian won it. Admittedly, there were only about 20 competitors, but in order to compete, the skiers had to have local training and guides to help them avoid landmines. Here to speak to us is the Australian winner, Ben Drew. He's on the phone in Brisbane and also one of the ski rally coordinators, Ashley Hartz. Welcome to both of you.
Hello.
Hi. I'll start with you, Ben. The ski rally was in place in a place called Shoman. I think it's, you're going to have to help me with the pronunciation. It's a small town in the Kurdistan region of northern Iraq on the Iraq-Iranian border.
Yeah, that's great.
Why did you decide to go there to do skiing?
Oh, there's lots of reasons. I guess the first reason, some friends of mine, we've found that, you know, there's a lot of places that are on the news for the wrong reasons. There's many good reasons to go there for tourism, and we, a few years ago, managed to get in touch with an organisation that organises tours and tourism to these kind of places. And we had some good experiences with them, and they were offering a ski tour to Iraq, and skiing's a hobby that we had, so we thought it was a great idea. It was in the Kurdish region of Iraq, which we knew traditionally was, you know, more secure than other parts of the country, so we signed up and off we went.
Yeah, you did. Ashley, you were also on this trip. You were one of the coordinators, actually, of the event. How did you get involved with offering skiing in Iraq?
So we actually went there last year to do a bit of a recce trip to see if skiing was possible in this region in terms of ski touring. And we found some really great mountains and some people who were quite interested both in skiing and developing the tourism in the region. So the idea came from that to coordinate a rally or a race around skiing would be a way to help boost tourism, to get local people involved in skiing who are interested, and to bring in international people, as Ben said, to get a different perspective on this region.
So, Ben, you participated. You said you were into skiing before you did it. But how different was skiing there compared to the other places you'd skied?
I guess the two points that often come up, I mean, I think there's only one ski lift in the country, and that ski lift's on a very small hill. I think the run's probably about 100 metres. But the skiing we were doing was ski touring. So, yeah, there's no lifts. You need to put what's called skins on your skis and hike up the mountain before you can ski down. So that's, you know, for most people that go skiing on holidays, that would be one of the main differences. And then the other differences are, you know, people haven't skied in Iraq in some of these places ever. So it's quite an adventure to go and find mountains that people haven't skied before, and the challenge of actually getting there in the first place and then hiking up the mountain and then getting back as well. Amongst other things that you mentioned, I mean, there's some areas marked with landmines. You're obviously trying to avoid them. But, yeah, it's just more of an expedition, I guess, to get those few 100 metres of snow to ski down. And that's what makes it exciting.
Yeah, you had to do some training there and be guided by locals to avoid dangers that included landmines. Did that make you nervous? True. How did you navigate that?
I mean, the local people there have quite a good knowledge of that, and they are signposted. I mean, there have been mine maps in the areas. I wouldn't say maybe not all of them up to date, but definitely there was we didn't feel there was any risk. The areas we were going, we had the local knowledge to know that the areas weren't questionable from that point of view.
And you won.
I guess the race definitely was not we didn't have to negotiate landmines as part of the race. We did our best to encourage the local competitors, but I guess there was another Australian in the race and he decided he'd tried to win, so I needed to compete against him.
This was all about competing against your fellow national.
I think Felak actually can probably comment more that, you know, we're definitely, skiing's very new in Iraq, so we're very much training and trying to encourage people to learn about skiing in that area. So, Yeah, it definitely wasn't Olympic standard or any kind of high standard of skiing, but it was a really great experience and a great opportunity for the people of that area to start learning a new skill and an opportunity potentially maybe for tourism in the future.
Yeah, Ashley, what are the potentials for tourism in the future in Iraq? What are the potential skiing opportunities there?
I think the summer tourism has started to become more popular in the Kurdistan region. There's lots of hiking, lakes, things like that, but winter tourism is definitely something new there. So I think in terms of skiing, there's a lot of possibility. There is a lift called Korak that is a little further south from Shoman, but there's not a lot of backcountry skiing options there. So this area that we were exploring has a lot of areas to go touring and to do a lot of ski exploration there. So I think it's a great area and there's lots of possibilities. I mean, the mountains are beautiful, they're big, and there's lots to explore.
This isn't actually your day job, is it? What is your day job, Ashley?
No, it's not. I currently work in impact evaluation for international development.
So you do that full time and this on the side?
I do that full time. Yeah, this is just something I've become quite interested in, made some friends in the area, so I'm keen to help them develop their tourism, as well as to help bring international skiers to the area.
So is your project, is your motivation for this trying to open up this area to the rest of the world?
I wouldn't say it's quite so grand as that. I think the major motivation is just to share the mountains with people who are interested in skiing and interested in being in the mountains, whether they're international, whether they're Kurdish. And just coming together over the sport of skiing, really.
You should see the skiing I do. Not adventurous. Thank you so much to both of you.
No problem. Thank you.
And that is the Australian winner, Ben Drew, you just heard there. He was on the phone from Brisbane. Also, the ski rally coordinator, Ashley Hartz, who organised this very intrepid skiing trip. Incredible. I do the little green runs, the cute little green runs on cute little Australian mountains. That's the way I like it. This is RN Drive.